Proclamation number 3420 of 28th of January, 1945. Setback. God commands stop. An incomparable event will bring about a change in the adversity, for the earthly battle will thereby be ended in order to, however, usher in a new epoch which will be no less sorrowful. For in order to avert earthly suffering from humanity they would have to change seriously, yet they will not muster the will to do so. An enormous setback is to be expected, an event which comes completely unexpectedly and which will have tremendously serious consequences. No power will enjoy supposed victory, no clear decision will come about in the struggle of the nations against each other, but a solution will come from the third side. God Himself will speak the last word in this battle which was solely motivated by earthly aims. God will destroy people's plans and let His will come into action. But before that a hard test is still necessary, the battle still has to reach a climax which seems almost impossible but which will be of very short duration but which will make people's depravity so very recognizable. Then the hand of God will intervene and put a stop to it. One adversity will end but very soon be replaced by another adversity which will not depress people any less because the first one was not successful. People themselves are the originators of all suffering that comes upon them, for they do not improve even though they are admonished and warned again and again. Yet His will happens, and it is not human will which determines the course of an event, even though human will has caused it. And therefore, no matter how carefully people's plan is worked out, if it does not correspond to the divine plan, it will not be able to be carried out. God will correct it and people will have to act according to His will. And people are now at the end of their activity, for God Himself determines the further course, even though people believe to have initiated it. God's will is decisive, and it will soon become recognizable because a new time of battle will begin which will not have earthly but spiritual aims as its occasion. Amen.